Right now on Rikers Island, 24 inmates are waiting for a program that could change their lives. In just a few weeks, they will join Fresh Start in hopes of getting just that. They aspire to follow the example of the 18 students, inmates actually, who earlier this summer completed the 10-week, 40-hour-a-week culinary training program in Riker Island Jail here in New York. Now, the opportunity is made possible by Elizabeth Gaines, our foot soldier of the week. Liz operates under a very simple premise about the inmates her program works with.
They can take responsibility for what's happened, make amends for the harm that they've caused, and then come back and be part of a community.
As a law student in the 1970s, the shock of the Attica prison riots, where 29 inmates were killed, set Liz on a career path dedicated to the lives and betterment of inmates. But she also has a personal connection. For 25 years, Liz drove 6 hours each way between New York City and Virginia, bringing her two children to see their incarcerated father. Liz learned firsthand how a prison sentence applies to more than just the prisoner. And when Liz joined the Osborne Association, the nonprofit that runs the Fresh Start program, as its executive director, the organization had two employees. They served 50 prison inmates a year. 28 years later, Osborne has 200 employees and works with 7,000 prisoners and family members a year. Fresh Start draws participants in with culinary training, but also offers computer literacy classes, job readiness, and life skills. Inmates take part in their communities, cooking and serving holiday meals, and once an inmate has completed the program and left Rikers Island, Fresh Start offers job and school placement assistance. Wondering if it works? Since its inception, 1,500 men have completed Fresh Start. The New York Times reports that of the inmates who take part in the Fresh Start program, 90% do not return to jail within the year. Cost to the city, $5,000 per participant. Many people come together to make Fresh Start possible, but Liz Gaines is the program's lifeblood and driving force. And as she told us, to be effective in this work, you have to spend time in jail to listen to what people need. It's not a job you can do behind a desk. For getting out from behind that desk and for making a difference to those that so many would just as soon forget, Liz Gaines is our Foot Soldier of the Week.